Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. A little hoarse today. I have no reason why that is. It just is. So if I lose my voice sometime during this broadcast, we'll just plug in a replay. At any rate, I've got the Reverend Ted Pike on today. It is the 15th of June, 2009. Reverend, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I was just going to chime in, John. If you can't talk, I'll do the talking.
I'm reading off of both of your sites, thetruthtellers.org and National Prayer Network. There was going to be debate on the floor on the hate crime legislation, but that's not going to happen. They're trying to attach this to another bill.
Well, that's what the Washington Blade, which is a homosexual Washington, D.C. newspaper, was claiming a week ago. They had the Human Rights Campaign, which is the main homosexual lobby in America, stating as fact, Trevor Thomas, who's a spokesman for HRC, was stating as fact that Senator Kennedy and the Democratic leaders Leahy and Reid and so on had agreed that they were going to skip any kind of hearings, any kind of debate, any kind of amendments in the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is where the hate bill is right now, and they're going to move it forward right up to a vote at the initiation of Senator Kennedy, who's the chief sponsor and originator of the bill in the Senate, and just to get it done with, have a vote. Straight up and down vote on the floor of the Senate. Now, I sent out an email to that effect, and WorldNet Daily and other organizations have. I did call the office of Senator Kennedy on Friday, and they said, hey, not so fast. That's certainly a possibility, but we haven't issued a formal statement now and made an absolute decision. We're going to go the amendment route. But what it looks like from the Washington Blade article is that there really is substance to this. They quote several senatorial aides as saying this is what they are hearing. This is the direction it's going to go. So I think we certainly have to presume that the Democrats are going to want to get out of this box canyon they've been put in, and they may want to get out sooner rather than later, rather than letting this drag along and let the controversy continue. They may just go for a quick kill, if you will, against the opposition on the floor of the Senate through an amendment.
Now, we only have 100 senators, and we saw, what was the final vote? It was like, 2-1 in favor of this in the House?
Well, it was about a 74-member majority in the House.
Okay.
It was a stupendous majority. In the Senate, it's different, though. Of course, the Democrats have the necessary 60 votes. Ostensibly, they do. And then there's a smattering of liberal Republicans in there, maybe 5, 6, 7, or 8, who would go along with the Democrats. And so the majority is certainly still there.
Okay, hold on. We've got to take this break. Reverend Ted Pike with an update on the S-909. Which, ironically, was the same number the bill was given back in 2004, if I'm correct. We'll be right back. All right, so, Reverend, the gay blade there in Washington, D.C. is citing their Senate sources. And Kennedy's office is denying because there has been no formal public statement, which is, it's almost comedic to me because... I know the way Washington works. So because they have not made a formal announcement doesn't mean beans to me.
No.
So I was watching on your website, Truth Tellers. Fox News covered this recently.
Yes.
It looks like you got a pretty fair shake from Fox News, which was kind of surprising.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly, I don't think she had authorization from Rupert Murdoch to do that video clip. She was really mad. She received this information, I believe, from our website. She quotes blogs who were making this accusation that the bill was pedophile protecting, and she obviously got they are on our email list, and more than once we have influenced them even to kill the hate bill in previous years. But the official policy, of course, of Fox News is very pro-Israel and so on. But she was really steamed and got Representative Steve King on there to state some pretty strong truths and language about the bill.
Well, Megyn Kelly, let's not forget, she's also an attorney. So if there is any run-in with Rupert Murdoch, I'm sure she's got clauses already in her contract. They might get rid of her, but she'll get paid off. Okay, so any indication, and do you know what bill they're trying to attach this to?
No, we don't. According to the Blade article, they would probably prefer to put it on the big arms appropriations bill, which will come out toward the end of July. And 2 years ago, Kennedy did attach that at the end of July, just before the summer recess. And then he came back in the fall, mid-September, and they did manage to attach the Kennedy amendment onto the arms appropriations bill. No, I don't know what bill they would find. That's not my realm of expertise. All I know is that this is a very dangerous situation we're in right now. It's true. The liberals, the Democrats, Leahy, Reid, Kennedy are all in a muddle. They don't know what to do. They're on the horns of a dilemma. If they try to push the hate bill through the judiciary without hearings, it gives the impression that it's an end run around legislative due process. If they do nothing, there's a chance that gradually a hate bill support will dwindle in the Senate, especially with all this talk about it being a pedophile protecting bill. The other hand, if they try to run it through as an amendment, doing a complete defiance of the will of the people and so much demand for hearings and putting the hate bill out into public discussion, get it on C-SPAN and the government website and get people watching the hearings, that's the last thing they want to do, because they don't want to answer from Senate Republicans in the judiciary this formidable question, are you going to also refuse to strip off pedophiles from special protection under the hate bill? They don't want to go through that whole circus that happened 6 weeks ago in the House Judiciary markup hearing. So they're in a quandary, but that doesn't mean that within minutes right now they couldn't get a bill to attach it to and get permission from the sponsors of that bill. And literally within hours, Kennedy would have after the bill is introduced into the recording office of the Senate, literally within hours, Kennedy would have complete prerogative to demand that amendment be attached to that bill and then go on to a final vote on that particular bill, whatever it is. You see, he's the originator. He's the historic originator and chief sponsor of the federal hate crimes bill in the Senate. He sponsored it, I believe, clear back in 1997. He has a long-standing record and credibility as the lion of hate crimes defense in the Senate. So he doesn't have to wait around for any hearings or any kind of a preliminary discussion or amendments. He can stand up, if he still can stand up with his brain cancer. He has enough energy now to stand up one more time on the floor of the U.S. Senate and ask for the attachment of this amendment. He can do that.
Well, you know, I wonder why nobody has suggested that maybe Mr. Kennedy's thinking process may be somewhat flawed due to the brain cancer. Has anybody even suggested that, which would be the first thing that I would go after, would be his competence level?
Yeah. Well, he's certainly bungled things before. He bungled very badly several years ago. I am praying to Almighty God that he will not only distort and addle the thinking processes of Kennedy, but all of those around him in the Senate leadership. I'm praying that they really will not know what to do, and this bill will gradually languish and then die in the Senate judiciary.
Well, I was on your site, and there was information I was pulling up on a story that you did. Let me see here. The date on this is 11th of May, last month, that you went into great detail on who's behind the Pedophile Protection Act. And, of course, it's our good buds and pals here, the people that absolutely hate Christianity. Just ask Mel Gibson on his toasting of the Passion of the Christ, when they were really concerned that, the Jews are going to be portrayed as the ones being responsible for actually the crucifixion of Christ. And I ran across a video the other day, and I don't know if you'd seen this or not. It was on YouTube, Reverend. It was a drunk Israeli, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about, I couldn't even put the video itself. It was a journalist that was over there, and I couldn't even put the video on our site because of all the expletives that have to be deleted out. But he made a very proud proclamation. He said that you people are just miffed. You Christians are miffed because we killed Christ.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I looked at this, and I'm thinking, is this the mindset of most of the people that live in Israel now? There is this absolute animosity towards anything to do with Christianity, God, Jesus Christ, you know, you name it.
Yes. Well, I understand that video has been very widely shown throughout the world on YouTube. I was reading an article about it in the Jerusalem Post this morning, and they were very, very chagrined, very embarrassed about the drunken behavior of these Jews. I don't know the full details. I would like to watch that video, but certainly sometimes people in their drunkenness, including Mel Gibson, say things out of the innermost recesses of their conscience and their hearts.
The old saying, well, let's just say it, you want the truth, ask a drunk.
You know,
their inhibitions are somewhat relaxed, and they have the ability to just spout off what's really on their mind.
But certainly ADL, ADL's Abe Foxman, who's the national director, is very blunt in his book, Never Again, the New Anti-Semitism. He's very, very candid. He believes Christian evangelism is anti-Semitism. He believes the New Testament is the cause of anti-Semitism leading to the Holocaust in World War II. And so he's very, very blunt. Especially blunt against Catholicism, which he says Roman Catholicism is responsible for bringing the Jewish people into a living hell for literally more than a millennium. And so
wait a minute, Reverend, how did that happen? The way I understand that in Germany, what really was the problem, it came down to money and the people that ran businesses, and the non-payment of taxes, and a lot of different issues, but I have never once heard this blamed on the Pope or the Vatican or Catholicism.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The ADL considers the Roman Catholic Church to be absolutely the greatest progenitor of anti-Semitism throughout medieval Europe, and his book is just unsparing in demanding, you know, reparations of moral and verbal recantation of Roman Catholics for everything that they have done wrong against the Jews in the ages.
I am just they just never quit. I just and people are not really being honest about this. Ted, we have an annual thing down here in Central Texas in Austin. They call it Republic of Texas Rally. And it's where motorcyclists go for 3 days to party hardy and to have a good time. I'm engaging in a conversation with a guy from Fort Worth, and we're talking for about an hour, and he finally looks at me because he had this sense that he was talking to an intelligent human being. And he says, well, you know where the root of the money problems and everything else is coming from in the world, don't you? And I played dumb at that point, and I go, no, pray tell. He says, it's the Zionist.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, here I am having a conversation at a bike rally with a guy, and he starts on the Zionist issue. And those that do not, and Ted, I don't know what the problem here is, because New Chicardi does it, NKUSA. A lot of different people do this, including myself, and we make the distinction between Judaism and Zionism, and we don't have the Abe Foxmans of the world crawling down our shirt collars. And I wonder why that is. I mean, it is such an exact way of making the difference and heralding the differences between the two that I'm wondering why intelligent human beings, especially on talk radio, don't use it. We got a break. We'll be right back. So we look at this, and this comes from the Model Hate Crime Bill that the ADL cooked up. And you make some observations here in your May 11th writings. You ask several questions here. Why does Foxman promote homosexuality, same-sex marriage, pornography? Even quoted here, pornographers, he gave an award to Hugh and Christy Hefner, a special free speech award. Why do the ADL and other Jewish civil liberties groups, such as the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law, People for the American Way, et cetera, do all they can to tear down the crosses? And that was pretty prevalent when the whole menorah thing versus the manger and all that came about. The Ten Commandments, and you said it in your next sentence here, manger scenes, Christian symbology, and passionately supporting the killing of 50 million babies through abortion. For that matter, why did the Jewish forefathers of these Jewish supremacists invent and facilitate communism and socialism and liberalism? You're one of the few people, Ted, that makes that observation. And I have said this before, that if we have Zionists and pretend Jews that have created all these nasty little things, is it just the threat of the ADL coming down on their necks? Is that enough to scare people off anymore?
Well, I think it is. ADL has been spectacularly successful in intimidating the Christian religious right. In fact, I do have another e-alert that's coming out tomorrow night where my co-writer Harmony Grant at Truth Tellers and I are going into even more details about how ADL is now actually, through its No Place for Hate programs, its World of Difference programs, all these civil liberties, social programs in public education, they are now actually promoting homosexuality to kids at the kindergarten level. And even in their writings, they suggest they might even start working on them below the age of 5 years old. This is just absolutely mind-steering that anyone would be so depraved as to want to corrupt and sodomize little children. I mean, this is pedophilia that the ADL is promoting, and that's why it is no distortion to say that this big federal hate bill that we are fighting so hard in Congress right now is a pedophile protecting bill. It's pedophile protecting because the truth of the matter is that pedophilia was sanctioned by the greatest rabbis of the Babylonian Talmud, which is the greatest legal and ethical and religious authority for religious Jews today. The earliest rabbis of the first and second and third century, they're all pedophiles, and I document this in my, I have an article on pedophilia in the Talmud at truthcenters.org. They were perverts. They were child molesters who were also the greatest sages of the Judaic faith at that time, and they were forefathers of the great writings, the writings of the vast Babylonian Talmud. And so what's happening is that ADL is just simply continuing with its own worst instincts. ADL's Foxman, the head of the ADL, is a pious Orthodox Jew. He is he prays for Israel. He yearns for the coming of the Jewish Messiah who will rule the world from Jerusalem. He's, again, in this book I mentioned, Never Again, the threat of the new anti-Semitism, Fox is very candid that he is a pious Orthodox Jew. He is not an atheistic secular Jew like you might think. So all of this vileness and depravity that's coming out of Hollywood, the media, the Jewish-controlled media, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and so on, is basically rooted in this incredibly evil and corrupt document called the Babylonian Talmud, which is the writings of the Pharisees who crucified Jesus Christ.
You know, this should be called the Truth Haters Bill, because there's one thing that people, and it should be a clear indication here, to cover their sins, that they have to have special legislation to shut those that are bringing these points to people's attention.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a self-serving thing. By the way, I caught something on your website as well, and I wasn't aware of this. You know, we have such a need for hate crimes legislation in this country. Well, 1/15 of 1%, this is according to the FBI, 1/15 of 1% is actually hate motivated?
That's right. The Uniform Crime Statistics, Uniform Crime Report is published every year by the FBI, and the number of crimes annually committed in the United States ranges from 11 to 13 million or so. And routinely, there's about 7,500 so-called hate crimes in America. Actually, it's much less than that, but these are ADL statistics and under contrived definitions supplied by the police. But even if we grant that there's 7,500 hate crimes in America, that is 1/15 of 1% of the 12 or 13 million annual crimes that are committed in the United States. And yet, for that 1/15 of 1%, Eddie Yale says we have an epidemic of hate in America. We have to completely change our whole justice system in America into a bias-oriented one. We have to erase states' rights and law enforcement, etc.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to have you hang on for a few more minutes. I was just going to mention this. This bias thing, you know, the whole thing centers around tolerance, and you've got to be tolerant of those that seek to destroy your culture.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What is not carefully cloaked in this, and to a lot of people, when you give them a soundbite through the media, that, well, hate, you know, espousing hate toward an individual, that's not right. Well, but there's a broader thing behind this, Ted, and that's one of tolerance. That when we see in our culture and our society it being ripped apart, if you dare speak against that and those that are promoting that which is destroying that society or culture, then that somehow that you're a biased individual, you're a hateful individual, and that you must be silenced by law. I mean, this is the basis of this.
Yes, it's all absolutely hypocritical. For the ADL, a bias means criticism of homosexuality, criticism of Jewish control of the media or Israel and so on, whereas tolerance, love and tolerance, means indulgence in gay pride activities and homosexuality taught in the classroom and things like that. It's all absolutely inverted. And as I was saying a little earlier, it has basically an underlying objective of subverting and tearing down all aspects of Christian conservative civilization, so this new Jewish one-world order can overlay over us with its ultimate authority eventually coming from Jerusalem.
Well, and your story, you also point out that, you know, and if you think, folks, that, well, I'm not an adherent to the Bible, or I'm not a student of it, or I don't claim myself to be Christian, well, then you're somehow safe, and this is not going to catch up with you. Mm-hmm. Wrong, because, as I just pointed out, this is biased, and this is a war against your opinion, and you will not utter it unless you yourself shall be crucified. Now, Bible believers aren't the only ones at risk. The State Department report says that it's anti-Semitic to allege, intentionally or unintentionally, that the State of Israel persecutes Palestinians. We know they'd never do that. Criticize intentionally or unintentionally Zionism or Israel if such criticism leads to lowering of the public opinion of Jews or the government, military, or people of Israel. And I want to point something out. This Von Braun guy, this 88-year-old, this old white guy just had enough and decided he, and some people are saying now that this might have been a psyop of some sort, because how can an 88-year-old man get a .22 hunting rifle through many levels of security and he himself be shot? Looks like he's going to survive, so
yeah,
he will stand trial. But and again, well, this is a culture of hate, because here was a guy that went after the Holocaust Museum. Now, Ted, all my readings throughout the years, what I have discovered is about 300,000 Jews died during World War II from all sorts of reasons, maladies, malnutrition, disease. Some died in the work camps, so on and so forth, not 6 million. And this all started, if you were a Holocaust denier, if you dared question that 6 million Jews were killed by Nazi Germany, I mean, there is ample record and precedent that you're going to go to jail,
yes,
and serve prison time for your opinion.
That's what it's coming to.
Well, not on my watch.
Well, that's why it's so important, John, right now. I just want to remind our listeners, and I want to express my gratitude to them for calling all during this spring. Ever since the first of the year, I've been on your program and many other programs on alternative talk radio, exhorting them to make those calls, and they have been sensationally effective. The entire reason why these Democrats in the Senate judiciary now are wallowing around, don't know what to do, can't go anyway except in circles, is because people have been calling in. They've been doggedly calling in for the last 5 months. And right now it's very important that they continue to get those calls coming in, because even though this issue seems to have died down some in most people's minds, the fact of the matter is any time now, literally within a day, Kennedy's amendment could be in the Senate and it could be taken directly to the floor for a floor vote. So before I get off, if I could just give the toll-free numbers one more time.
Well, I'll do better than that. On your truthtellers.org, you have the hate bill action page that will take you directly to the phone numbers, a list of the senators, both Democrat and Republican. And folks, you need to call them. And basically here, you know, we're not asking them to throw the bill out at this point in time, because it's not going to stand scrutiny is the problem that this bill has. So all we're asking, that we're just demanding the hearings and to have a floor debate, a full debate, not fast track, not added as a rider to another existing bill.
Yes.
That we have a debate on this thing. Once the thing is vetted and aired publicly, I think they will tuck their little prehensile tails back between their legs and skedaddle off.
Absolutely. Yes. It's so important that we keep pressure on them, because this kind of legislation is called stealth legislation. The only way it can ever get through is when, number one, the people don't know about it, or number two, the people have gotten distracted and are no longer getting those calls and putting that pressure on. Now, every call that goes in stands for 1,000 people who feel the same way, but don't have the scratch to call in. That's how your calls are viewed by the lobbyists, by the receptionists there in Washington. But when you call in, you're speaking for 1,000 people, especially if you're a constituent of that member of the Senate. And just real quick, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to be a member of the Senate today, 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And just very briefly tell them, please vote against the federal hate bill S-909. Please hold hearings on this dangerous legislation, and don't let it slide through as Senator Kennedy's amendment. Just tell them that if the senator, your senator, votes for this pedophile-protecting bill, that you and your friends will never forgive or forget.
All right. Well, Ted, I appreciate you coming on the program today. And, folks, so far this has worked. And, Ted, you know my opinion on this. Whether it's blocked this time, they will bring it back. And I was briefly entertaining the idea if they do pass this bill, maybe this will wake up a few more conservative Christian Americans in this country, but maybe not. It's best not to have this bill as federal law, as the rest of the world has gone.
Yeah.
Australia, Canada, England, France, Germany, you name it. They've gotten their hooks in everybody else, but not us, not yet. All right, Reverend, your website, truthtellers.org. And by the way, the staffers are kind of considered at times the real power between our, behind our elected officials. So encourage them when you talk to the staffers at Orrin Hatch's office or Grassley's or Kyle or Sessions or Graham or Herb Cole or Ms. Dianne Feinstein, whatever, tell them to go to the truthtellers.org and watch the 9-minute video on the homepage of Stop the Pedophile Protecting Hate Bill.
Yes.
Go look at the site yourself, folks. Know of what you speak. Look at it and then recommend that their staffers watch it. Ted, continued success, sir. It's a grand fight of which you've been the ringmaster for many years on. And maybe we can get on to more important things rather than dealing with those that hate the truth.
Well, thank you so much, John.
All right, Ted. God bless you.